Rabbi Yehuda Kanta, Parshas Pinchas.
You tell me where we're on?
Sorry?
We're live?
Yeah, all ready to go.
Okay, when I start speaking, we'll start? Okay, here we go. Yasher Koach to the Mesadrim of Torah Way. Thank you for inviting me back to speak. I guess I pass it for here, from here. Onik Shabbos. The smell of freshly baked challahs as you come home from shul. The flickering lights of the candles. The steam of the chicken soup, which clouds up your glasses. Everyone has got a different picture of what Onik Shabbos is for them. But we all agree on what Onik Shabbos is not. Kol Chulint is not Onik Shabbos. Kol Chulint is for Zichar a bittul of Onik Shabbos.
Isn't it better than no chulint?
Could be. So, what happens when you forgot to put on your hot plate and you come home from shul and you've got chulint, which is quickly, the heat is quickly diminishing? You've got a problem. This had happened to me not so long ago. We had been Mekabel Shabbos, and then realized the hot plate was off. But, maybe not all is lost. Maybe we could put on the neighbor's hot plate. So here we go. Our surprise for Herr in the Hilchos Bishul. What do? We've got a problem. It's still a bit hot. The Deraisa, it's no Bishul. Ain't Bishul like a Bishul. Yep. What about Chazara? Can I put it back on my neighbor's hot plate? We know there's a gezeira that you can't put on for the first time. So what do? We know that there are certain ways to be matter. We know that chazara is going to be mutter if you have your hand still on the hot, if you have your hand still on the pot, and you intend to put it back. So at the moment, my chulint's not looking very good. I didn't really know. When I came over from shul, I didn't know I was going to put it back on my neighbor's hot plate. So, it's not looking very good at the moment for my chulint. I decided to go to my neighbor. Okay, he's holding the sugya. I want to speak to him about the shaila. And then, one of the strangest things which ever happened to me in my entire life. As I'm walking out the door, who do I meet? My neighbor. And he's coming to me. Oh, that's odd. What are you coming to me for? He said, you know, Erev Shabbos, it was quick, it was a lot going on. I forgot to turn on the switch on my hot plate. So he was coming to me to speak at the shaila of whether or not, yeah, maybe you can put on my hot plate. So here we are in the middle of the street, both of us astonished at the Ashkocha that we both have cold chulint. Yeah, that's the mazel, we have cold chulint for Shabbos. They can go to another neighbor, maybe. Anyway, let's put aside the halacha shaila for a minute and just think about the ashkach involved. Every cheder boy knows what we learn, what the Ramban teaches us in Sof Parshas Bo, that from the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can infer that everything a Kosh Baruch Hu does in the world is also a nes. That from the Nisim Geluyim, we learn about the Nisim Nistarim, that the hidden things in this world are also, Kosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on them as well. So, Kosh Baruch Hu is here with me, with us, and our Kol Chulint. Now, if that's the mazel, okay, Makabel, should be a part of my Averis. But, okay, if that's Ashkacha, so be it. But what's the limud of that? What's the limud that between our common wall, yeah, the Dalet Amos dividing us, yeah, that we both have kol chulint. Is there a connection between these two things? Coincidence? There's no coincidence. Hashkocha? For sure there's Hashkocha. It's my mazel. Yeah, kol chulint. Bittul vonik Shabbos. But what about, what's the Kosh Baruch Hu teaching me here? What do I learn from this? We know that a person is mashpi on his environment. Rav Eli Elopian in Parshas Noach brings rayas that averas affect the place where they're done, meaning the walls themselves of the house of the Baal Aveir. They soak up the tumah of the Aveir. And Havdil, the walls of the shul, Beis Medrash, they soak up the kedusha of the learning of the tefillah. The walls themselves have kedusha. So a person's mashpia through the ruchnias, the toiv and the mutos. Now, how about negligence? Is there a connection between our two children? Is it possible that his children affects mine? His negligence affects mine? Is it possible the situation that the person's mazik, Yenim's children? Yeah, he forgot, and I forgot. Is there a connection between the two things? Now, I'm not saying he's b'mezid mechavin to mevata my own Shabbos, but is there a connection between the two things? Or as my wife asked, maybe I'm the mazik, maybe I'm the goyrim for his bittul of Onik Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a raya yet. What the hashkacha is, what the hashkacha is teaching me. But we know regarding mitzvahs, there's no suffix. A person does a mitzvah in one place, and he's mashpia, he's vezicha mashpia on the entire environment around him. Yisrael Salanter was known to say that when a person learns Torah in Vilna, another one, a yid, puts on tefillin in Paris. So the mitzvah itself is mashpia well beyond the gedarim of his Dalet Amos. It goes well beyond his own personal mechitzas. Like we say in Shema, there will be rain in your land. There will be grain, grapes, olives. From what? From the performance of mitzvahs, from doing mitzvahs. Oy bezoy, we see, if so, that from one's own base of medrash, from one's own learning, he has many professions. He wears many hats. He's a farmer. Lasachta deganecha. He's a soldier. In Moshe Rabbeinu's army, a third of the troops stayed back to learn. And like we've seen from Rav Yisrael Salanter, he's a Marbitz Torah, he's a Makarev Rechokin. He wears many hats, many professions, by just being in the Beis Medrash. In one of his shirim, Shteiman Zatzal, he brought the famous Chovos Levavos. The famous Chovos Levavos tells us that even if a person would reach the highest level of tikkun nefesh he calls it, if he perfects himself, his midas, his thoughts, his actions, he'll be less than the one who is marbitz Torah, who's teaching others, makar v'chokim. The Chofetz Chaim compares this to the difference between a traditional cobbler and a factory owner. A traditional cobbler, he makes beautiful shoes, lovingly stitching every stitch, finely crafted leather piece, hammering the soles of the shoes together. And his work is very slow going. He takes one contract a month, and he lovingly produces a beautiful piece of art at the end of it. But he struggles to make a living. He has a full contract, he has a full calendar for the next year, but it takes a lot of time, and he can't charge enough to justify his hours. Whereas his neighbor has a factory, and the factory produces a lot of shoes, low quality, enechinami, low quality shoes, but every 12 minutes, there's another shoe which comes out, which pops out of the machine. Yeah, the whole assembly line, a factory, and he's making a lot of money. Low quality, but there's a big quantity going on. So too says the Chavos Levavos. One who brings others close to Avodas Shem, he's a good businessman. Because he goes out, he's mashpir, and through that, he has a reward, he has a chelik of the schar from every person who he has an influence on. And that's why the Chavos Levavos says that the one who's marbitz Torah has a higher reward even than the one who is masakin his nefesh. We'll call him the cobbler, and versus the lower level, versus the higher level would be the factory owner. The Roshiva's Shteiman Zatzal added on that not only the teaching of Torah, the Feirish, But even the learning of Torah itself, as we've seen from Rishul Salanter, if I learn Torah here, Yid puts on tefillin in Buenos Aires, Lamazogin, yeah? He's also, he's Mashpia, Memela, Mali learning and Mali teaching. The Chayre, if they both are Mashpia, they should both have the same effect. And they should both be a factory owner. But now we come to a difficulty. The Cheshbon is not going to stim very well. How is it that this lower level, let's call him the cobbler, how is it that the cobbler came to be misaken himself, the tachlis ha-shlemus? Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Ein amar et chosid. Without the limit of Torah, it's not possible to come to shlemus. A person doesn't know what to do unless they learn Torah. Unless they learn Mosur, they're not going to misaken the midas. So the hechrach, the necessity, even our cobbler was learning Torah. So who is the Lomid Torah? Yeah, by necessity, in order to produce a finely tuned craft, to resaken his nefesh, he had to learn Torah. He's the cobbler. B'tzad Sheni, as Rosh Shemin says, Rosh Shemin Shul Solanta, yeah, by his learning, he's Makar V'chokim in Buenos Aires. So Meila, which is he? Is the Lomid Torah, is he the cobbler, or is he the factory owner? We've got a difficulty here. Not clear. What exactly is he? Who is he? So, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to come back to this shortly. Mitzvah Shem. A man sets out for work. He's a poshut mensch. His job, he chops down trees. And then, takes off the bark, cuts them into firewood. He puts them in his wagon. And then he goes back to the village to sell his firewood. Now, Shki is approaching, and he's got a nice pile of firewood. He throws on wood, log by log, into the back of the wagon, thinking about market day, how he's going to go to the market and sell his wood. Yeah, he's going to make a good living. So, puts into the back of the wagon, and the wagon sets off. Along the way, he hits a log, pops out of the seat, horse gives a neigh. Yeah. He doesn't realize that a log has fallen off the back of the wagon. He goes along further down the path, avoiding a rock, another log falls out. He goes, swerves under a branch, another log falls out. Slowly, slowly, through the path, this precious schorah is falling away from him. The carriage arrives after nightfall, and our wood chopper is full of cheshbonos. What he's going to do with all of the wood which he's worked so hard for, how much he's going to make, and what he's going to buy, not realizing that his precious cargo has escaped through the back of the wagon which he forgot to secure. The door of the wagon has to be secured. He forgot to secure it. Adam Naamo Yulad. A person was created for work. Anu Melim, Vahema Melim. Anu Melim, Mukab Mischa. Our efforts are not vain. We know when a person steigs, he works in this world. Does Torah, learns Torah, with Makayim Mitzvahs, does Chesed. He knows that he has a reward waiting for him. Is it possible, Metzius, a situation where the door of his mitzvah wagon has been left open? That the logs of his precious work have been falling out along the side? When we look into it, we find something quite disconcerting. It could be that not all of our work is for zichud, should. Not all of our precious cargo is stored away in a Swiss bank account in Shemayim. There's a Bekanta Rambam at the end of the Mishnayos of Makkos. He says it's from the Ikri Amuna. Now when one fulfills a mitzvah and does not include any worldly intention, he does it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has commanded me to do the mitzvah. For through this mitzvah, he zoicha to olam haba. Therefore, Ratzah Kosh Baruch Hu lezakis Yisrael, hirben Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us merit. And therefore, he gave us many mitzvahs, says the Rambam, and maybe we should get one right. And we should maybe get a mitzvah right. Ayin Sham in the Sof Hilkos Makkos. The Gaon in Kehelis says a similar thing. Havle Avolim, Akol Hevel, says Shlomo Melech. According to the Gaon, this also includes many of the mitzvahs which we do, which means that our logs are falling out the back of the wagon. So it's a bit of a shock. There was a Meisa Beri Shteyman in his last years. He was traveling to Chutzlatz to Mechazik Yidden in the Limud Torah. A bocher came to him and he wanted to come along to help the Roshiva. So Shteyman asked him, why would you like to come? So he says, I want to Mechazik Yidden. He didn't come. Next day, another bocher came and asked him, I'd like to come to Chutzlatz with you to help the Roshiva, to be your assistant. So why do you want to come? Asked Rosh Hashim. So he said, I really want to see Chutzlatz. He says, is that Bacher, an Emistek of Bacher? You can come with me. This Bacher can come, an Emistek of Bacher. Yeah? When we look into it, when we introspect, we see to be Emistek, it's not so pushing. Both the Rambam and the Gra are teaching us, that a mitzvah has to be an emistic and mitzvah to escape the gravity of this world. And this brings us to Inyan Diyuma. The Gemara in the Dorim asks, Mifnei Ma Avda Haaretz. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed and the Yidden sent into Galus? Says the Gemara, this question was asked to Nevi'im, to the Chomim, and to the Malachi Sharis, and no one can explain why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Until, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu came himself to answer the question. Azvem es Torosi v'loy Shema b'koili. You've abandoned my Torah, says the Gemara. Abandoned my Torah. That's what the Gemara says. Now, if we understand the Gemara Kapashtas, had the Yidden indeed stopped keeping Torah, stopped learning, certainly somebody would know. The Gemara says they asked the Chomim, the Nevi'im, Melech HaSharis. No one could figure out why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara and answers. Because Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't say Birkas HaTorah before learning. Now we have a Teretz. No Birkas Torah, Chorben. Mstaber. Sounds good? The Bach asks, sounds pretty severe. It's a bit of, you didn't say a mitzvah, you didn't say a brocha. For sure you have to say a brocha. Chol ben beis hamikdash because they didn't say a brocha? Sounds quite severe. Not only that, we know, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that in Bais Rishon, they were over on the Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim. So how could it be that no one could figure out what the Avera was that they were doing? Now this question, all the Acharonim, Shtela, and all the Acharonim tried to come up with a Mahalach. Some say like this: Avada, they knew there were Averas. They thought, though, that Torah was Magna V'Matzla. Torah will save them. Therefore, they couldn't figure out what's going wrong. We know there's Averas, but we're learning Torah, and therefore, Nachon, the Kosh Baruch is going to have Rachmanis on it. So, there shouldn't be a Chorban because of that. They couldn't figure out why there was a Chorban. And they were right, but they were wrong. There's a famous Bach in Simon Mem Zion, which I suggest that everyone should really see inside. It's a beautiful piece, very sadistic. But I'll just to say that the Tamsi is the Vort. Torah, says the Bach, was given that a person should be a makovel l'shchina, to bring Kedusha into the world and to ourselves. When a person learns with this intention, he's learning, he's approaching learning, that I'm now being makarev, the Shechina, the Mata, I'm coming close to Kosh Boko in the greatest possible way, through the Limud of Torah, he brings the Shechina into the Welt. And through this, he raises up the entire world. Of course, the Bach says they were learning Torah. But, he says, to know the dinim, they wanted to know what to do. They wanted to keep halacha. They wanted to do the right things. They wanted to misakin the nefesh. They wanted to do the right things. So, they learned they should be able to do the right maisim, to say the right words, and then help us lashon hara, to say the right words, do the right things, think the right thoughts, learn a bit of musar. But, says the Bach, they didn't appreciate that their learning was to make them into a makava l'shchina, he says, to bring the shchina l'mata. And this is something miyuchet, says the Bach, which happens not through the kabbonos, not through the tefillah, not through the mais and mitzvahs, but when they learn Torah lishma, when they approach learning, when they live in learning, when they learn lishma, that says the Bach, for the purpose to be a makava l'shchina, the Bach says, and this is the what brings the kedusha into the world. This is a miyuchet pe'ula. So, avada they were learning, Torah, and their veiras were still looming in the background. The Torah was not magnum matzah. So meila, without the kedusha of the Torah, without the kedusha of the learning, then the base of Migdash remains bricks and mortar, and has no more koyach anymore to be mekayim in this welt. Has no place in this world. We see, therefore, in the Lefi Bach, that there's a parallel between the individual and the world. The same aspect which is needed for the individual to be a makav l'shchina, says the Bach, the learning of Torah lishma, is exactly the same thing. The koyach which is needed to bring the shchina into the welt, and the key of the base of Mikdash was totally on this. So Chofetz Chaim tells us the technological inventions of the day can serve as a model to show us, to teach us a yesod in Yiddishkeit, which is hard to imagine. Yeah? In his day, the telephone, Hashem hears me from across the world. Yeah? Now in our days, Hashem sees me from across the world. Yeah? The laptop as well, Efshar, we can use as a marshal. There exists, I don't know if people here are aware, there exists within the world of computers, yeah, the concept of different users. I have a laptop. I have the same hardware. I have a piece of hardware. And I've got a program. That's a software. I've got Microsoft Word on my computer. I could run the program called Microsoft Word on my hardware using two different users. I can sign on as my user. My friend can sign on as his user. He's a different user. He has a different identity. His identity doesn't affect my files. My identity doesn't affect his files. They're parallel. So too the Sfarim bring down, shame the Arizal, it's possible to run a program. Let's call it Limud Torah. On your computer, your Moyach, it's possible to run the program called Torah in your Moyach with a different user. It's like this. Person's normal koiches, his mind, his midas. He uses them to navigate his world. He does business with them. He makes a cheshbon. Says the Sfarim, l'havdil. He can even learn a toisus with these koiches. Now, in addition to that, there's another user he has. And this user comes mitachas kisei hakavod. When we speak about a yid being a chelek el kamamal, this is referring to his neshama tahara. A kai neshama shenasati bi tahari. The Sfarim bring down Yishen Arizal. Then when one does a mitzvah, he learns the Shema. It's not only that you've done the mitzvah with a different intention. You're doing the mitzvah with a different intention. It's much more than that. It's a different you who did the mitzvah. It's a different user. You've signed on to your Gemara with a different user. Same hardware, same software, it's a different user. Neshama comes from Tachas Akisei Kovod, Aidei, you're learning, when you learn with the right intention. As always, like the Arizal. The depth of the learning can be the same. A person can learn a Tosis, Zalba Tosis, same exact Tosis. The difference? Who's learning? Which user? Nafkamina? Everything. Chorban? Olam Haba. This then explains the Rambam, which we started with. Says the Rambam, the Kosh Boruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs that we should be able to do one of them, the Shema, with pure intention, and through this, to be Zoichet to Olam Haba. If not, he's a physical person learning information. Chorban Beis HaMikdash. In order for the mitzvah to escape the gravity of this world, said the Rambam, the only rocket which can break through into Yener Welt is a rocket which comes from a much higher place. When a person does a mitzvah lishma, he does mikoyach his neshama tahira. So what does this mean exactly? A person learns with this intention to learn lishma. There was a ma'is in Vilna. Hadassim were impossible to come by. Even the goyim didn't have his dalad meaning. And everyone was running around frantic, trying to find them wherever they could. Import, export, black market, eBay, vase. No one could find Hadassim. It's not possible. Yeah, they're searching everywhere. Someone noticed there's a non-Jewish lady. She had a Hadass plant in her garden. So the gabbai of the goyim comes to her. And he says, the goyim would like to buy some of your plants. Now, she was a shtickle pekech. Says, the goyim wants to buy my plants. Everyone knew the goyim in Vilna. And all of it, everyone knew the goyim. He wants to buy my plants, my high. So, she did a research. She Googled it. Yeah, she found out that there's something going on here. The yidden need dalad meaning. So what she says, she goes back to the gabbai and says, you know, I'm happy to give the goyim my dalad minim, my hadassim, but I ask you one thing. I want his schar in olam haba, his reward in the next world. The gabbai cringed, oy vey, how can I tell the goyim this? But he didn't realize. The goyim, he went back to the goyim, and the goyim was overjoyed. Ah, gewaltig, the first time, I can mekayim a mitzvah with 100% shleimus without any ulterior motive. Not for rewards, not for covered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded me to do the mitzvah, not even for schar nitzchi. So one might say to themselves, this level of lishma, even the goyim, it wasn't pasha by him. So what do you want from me? Nefesh HaChaim comes along and says, Nochamu, it's within our reach. How so? Our lishma, it doesn't have to be like the goyim's lishma. Says Nefesh HaChaim, when a person comes to learn Torah, when he puts himself into a Gemara, to a Mishnah, to Chumash, and for that time, he's living and learning, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, everyone to feed their koichas. When he's living and learning, and he forgets about the world, and he tries to understand the Kosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Nefesh HaChaim said, this is also a Gedda Lishma. He brings it from the Rosh, they said the Rosh learns like this. And this, just says Rishteyman, is a gewaltige hetter. The mice is a hetter. A person doesn't have to have this, the perfect intention of the goat. All they have to do is to be able to put themselves into a Gemara. They have to be able to approach the Gemara and say, I want to learn a Kosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Nefesh HaChaim does say it before learning. For sure, a person should approach their learning and say, Hinei Muchan Mazum into Mekayim. I want to learn a Kosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But B'Shas Maisa, you're learning Hilchos Ribbis? You don't have to think about Dreikis. You have to learn Hilchos Ribbis. You have to ligging and learning. Das Alein says Nefesh HaChaim is a gather of Lishma. And this, Boisai, is something which is negayed to every one of us. Everyone feed a koichas, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is, yedainu, everyone feed a koichas. Now, we can come back to the Chovas Lavavas, which we started with. The Chovas Lavavas says that even if one would reach the taklis, harochuk, betikir and nefesh, even if he were similar to the Nevi'im, and the Midas and Anhogas, his merit wouldn't be the same as the one who brings Yidden to the proper path, the one who's Marbit's Torah. The lower level, we compare to the cobbler. He produces one beautiful product. He's masaking his own nefesh, the lower level of the cobbler. The higher level, he's Marbit's Torah. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, he's a factory owner. He produces lots of shoes, because every one of the people who is influenced by, he influences He has a chelik of their schar, and says the Shteman that since we've seen that the one, as Cyril Salanter says, the one who's learning Torah in Vilna is mashpia, to that one in Paris should put on tefillin. So says the Rashiva, mali learning, mali teaching, mali marbits Torah. It's the same thing. He's also mashpia. So he says, if so, he's a factory owner. We asked, if so, the cheshbon doesn't shtim. Which is he? The loymit Torah. Is he a cobbler? Is the lower level? Yeah, you need emain Torah in their heads. You need Torah to be able to masakin yourself. But Bitzad Shady, as Rish Damon pointed out, he's a factory owner, he's a higher level. So which is he? The loymit Torah. The hechrach fits in both camps. So we don't understand the chavos levavos. So maybe we can say like this, in light of the Bach. There's Torah, and then there's Torah. Torah vada is needed to make a person yosher, to perfect his midas. To know what to do, a person has to learn Torah. He has to know the halacha. He has to know what to do. He has to perfect his actions, his thoughts. He has to know what to say. And this can happen even on b'derech. Lo lem yasek b'torah mitzvah shelo lishma, shebetorah shelo lishma bo lishma. So a person's moving to this higher level of learning Torah Lishma. He's misakin his actions, misakin his nefesh. But the higher level, the factory owner, he's learning with a different kavanah. He's learning to be a makov l'shchina, as the Bach said. Like the Bach told us, at the time of the Chorban, the Yidden were learning. They were learning with the intention to do what? They wanted to know the dinim, says the Bach. They wanted to know what to do. They wanted to be good yidden, kosher yidden. Very good. It's all very good. But they were missing out a particular aspect. They were missing the aspect that Torah does much more than misakin the nefesh. The Chovos Levavos tells us that when a person learns with his higher intention, he learns Torah Lishma. Ayidei Zeh, he comes to bring Kedushin to the world on a much higher level. Something which goes well beyond his own personal mechitzas. It's meduyik in the Chavos Levavos. The Lashon uses, he's misakin his nefesh. The person is misakin his nefesh. He's a kabbler. But when he intends to learn with the intention of being a makabel shchina, this is the level, this higher level. Yes, he learns Torah Lishma. On this, he becomes something much more, much bigger. His Torah goes well beyond the mechitzas of his own Dalet Amos. He becomes a makabel shchina. And this koyach, it affects people well across the world. It affects people. Put on tefillin in Buenos Aires, in Paris. And we've seen, he's mezakeh rabim. As it says in Shema, he makes the rain fall. He's responsible for hashpah in this world, well beyond his normal gedarim. Oy bezoyev, so we now have a mahalich to understand the Chavos Levavos in light of Rishteyman's heart. There's two levels of learning Torah. A person can learn to misakin his nefesh, do the right actions. He's a cobbler. If he learns with the intention that through the learning of Torah, he's becoming a makov l'shchina, he learns with the intention to bring kedushin to the world, he learns to learn the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, with that, he brings the shchina to the Welt. And this is what was needed for the Kiyum of the Beis HaMikdash. Torah Lishma is our nachla. When we focus before learning, I'm going to give nachas to Hashem to fulfill his rotzen. I want to be a makovel l'shchina. And even as we've seen according to Nefesh Chaim, to ligin learning, just to ligin learning itself would be enough. When we do this, we're no longer the same us. It's a different person. It's a different you who signed on to your computer. Same program, same hardware, same software, different user. It's a different you. And this you escapes the atmosphere of this world. There's another wagon driver. He's also in the forest. He's not so far from the first one. And this one, just like the first, he works very hard all day. He's slugging all day. Chopping wood, putting the logs in the back of his wagon. But before setting out back home to his village, he remembers a critical step. He remembers to secure the back of his wagon. He remembers to secure his wagon so that the logs should not fall out. When he gets home, he's beaming with content. He sees the work, his hard-earned work, his labor. And next day, he brings his schor to the market, and there's plenty of buyers. He walks home. He passes through the shuk. He buys extra tanugin for Shabbos Kodesh. He's worked very hard, and he's ready to enjoy his main olam haba. A moment of effort, a moment of awareness, separates our two wagon drivers. But the difference between them is main olam haba. We should all be zoicha to learn mekayim mitzvahs lishma, and al yedei zeh to be zoicha to the binyan habayis and to the bias goyel tzedek b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen.